Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
You are the sunshine that lights my heart within.
And I'm sure Jeffrey Osborne, sir. Jeffrey Osborne. Wow, wow, wow. Perfect for Father's Day, isn't it?
Well, it's a good song, yeah, sure. It's real music.
Ba 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 ba.
On the wings of love, up and above the clouds, the only way to fly is on the wings of love. On the wings of love.
So is that a high stick?
Hi-hat. Doug, Joe Stats just texted me some information, and it's unbelievable. Joe Stats is reporting Billy Horschel opened up with a 9 on number 1.
Did he really? Well, that's a bummer if you're Horschy.
That's a quintuple bogey.
That's a bummer. That's a pack the bags and just walk away because that's just destroyed your whole tournament.
Well, you know, you talk about the sport of...
When you start out, what, 5 over after 1, you probably don't have a chance.
Right, because you're 7 strokes back at Taylor Gooch.
Right. You think you'd get a 9 on that hole? I suppose we'd get 9s on
Iggy,
lots
what do you
holes.
Think I would get on number 1 at Erin Hills? What is it playing? 480, probably
get
par 4?
Yeah, ready. Well, you'd probably just hit a 3-wood out there.
Right.
To about 220, 230.
Right.
Hit a 5-wood or maybe a rescue club, another 200.
Doug, would I play that 4 hybrid? I play a 7-wood because I have my eyes set on the Champions Tour.
Okay.
Or the LPGA Tour.
Right.
Tim could handle that hole, though, couldn't he?
I can handle all holes.
I think so. Those fairways are pretty wide. I don't know why everybody's bitching about the rough. I mean, Christ.
People are Kevin Na on the fescue, Doug. Kevin Na in the fescue.
Well, you got 60 yards of fairway to hit, idiot. If you can't hit it in a 60 yards of
fairway. Just because he hit a bad shot doesn't make you an idiot.
You got 60 yards to play with.
But it doesn't make you an idiot because you hit a bad shot.
He's an idiot for screaming about the fescue when you got big fairways like that. It's not like they're 20-yard wide fairways, and then if you're 1 foot off the fairway, you're in the fescue. You got 60 yards to play with.
Taylor Gooch has managed fescue all his life growing up in Arkansas, and it is paying off right now for him as he is shocking the world, leading the United States Open.
You worked well with fescue back in the day, too.
About 5 months, and on June 13th, 2007, I was able to get out of my contract, Doug.
Because your fescue was too tall? Too rough.
Nope.
I'm guessing this guy's a qualifier because I've never heard of him.
Gooch?
Yeah.
The Gooch would harass Arnold Drummond on different strokes. It's kind of funny how it comes full circle.
I'm sure it's a different guy. Now, Iggy, you said...
Gooch has to be... God, because he was probably like 15 on different strokes.
I never saw him
either, so this is... People won't recognize
him.
Just
the guy they talked about.
Right. And I guess that was like maybe 82? So Gooch has got to be 47, 48?
I don't know. I had a different question.
Go ahead and ask.
Because Iggy said that you might be able to play on the LPGA Tour. And there's a story going on now. Some kid in Texas, I guess, is a guy who's identified as a girl and won a bunch of state track meet events down there, and everybody's mad about this. Clearly a guy, but he's identifying as a girl, so they had to let him play. You think that might come up on the LPGA Tour, where somebody says, you know what, I feel like I'm a woman, and go out and tear up the LPGA Tour.
I like the way you said that, Doug.
Sometimes I feel pretty, but not to the point that I want to try and qualify on the LPGA.
I just wonder if that might come up.
Well, I only mention LPGA because that's what a lot of these girls hit 7, 9, 11 woods.
There are 11 woods, Jack?
Yeah, instead of irons.
Yeah, but you didn't answer Doug's question.
Well, I guess it could. It happened in tennis when Renee Richards got transitioned and she wanted to play.
But she had a change. She didn't just self-identify.
Well, I don't think you have to anymore. I don't think you have to have the change nowadays.
I think the LPGA, I could be wrong. I preface everything with I could be wrong. But I think that they put in their rules after the Renee Richards thing that I guarantee you it would be thrown out now, but I think they put in you had to be born a woman to play on the LPGA Tour.
Well, I wonder if that would hold up a legal challenge.
Not now, but at the time, they were, I think they were covering their ass with the Renee Richards thing in tennis, that they said you have to be born a woman to play on the LPGA Tour.
Doug, I'm looking at our 150 lineups here, and I see we are, you know where our highest exposure is?
No.
A lot of people are asking me on Twitter about your highest exposure.
Doug, you want to guess who the highest exposure?
Would that be a player?
Yeah, well, who else would it be?
I don't know. You're talking about your highest exposure. I don't know what the hell you're looking at. Probably Gooch.
I don't see him in our top 20 highest exposure. I do see us with Byung-Hyung Ang.
Okay, give me the second. Initials and I'll guess.
We have 48% of our lineups with Byung-Hyung Ang. Maybe I should have looked at this before the thing started.
Well,
you playing the LPGA?
Yeah.
Since everyone is so concerned with your fantasy golf lineup, we'll play the guessing game.
Yes.
Give me the initials of the player that...
A.S.
Arnold Simpson.
Not this year.
A.S. Art Smith?
No.
Think Australia.
Australia Sampson. A.S. He's an Aussie.
Was Kylie Minogue from Australia or New Zealand?
I don't know. A.S. Can I have this?
Isn't that the same thing?
He's a very, very good-looking dude.
Kylie Minogue is a dude?
Put that off.
A.S. Can I have the second letter of the first name, please?
D.
Adrian.
Dantley. Adrian Dantley. Adrian
I thought
Dantley.
You were an Adrian Zmed guy.
Oh, I love Adrian Zmed. Can we get him on the show?
I'm working on it, believe it or not. Thank I've been working on it for six
Doug,
months.
We could have Janine and Adrian Zmed on the
I'm a Zmed head.
Why aren't they talking spots? Why aren't they talking about the spots?
Adam Schnedeker? Adam Schnellenberger.
Howard Schnellenberger.
Coach's son. Adam Schnellenberger? That's your highest exposure?
Stevie Williams is caddying for him this week.
That's right, Doug. Stevie.
It's a major.
Okay. I feel good about Adam, though. Adam Smith. Adam...
He could be a CJ6.
Ooh, wow.
Adam Scott.
Nice! Oh. That's what put Doug over the top.
Yeah.
We'd be good on Match Game or Password.
Yeah, you guys would be a good team with like Pyramid. Brett Summers.
Alan Ludden used to do Password. The password is recalcitrant.
I picture Doug teamed up with the juicy J.P. Morgan.
Boy, she was a rascal, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What about Joanne Worley?
She's a bigger gal. On Laugh-In. Funny. She was funny on Laugh-In.
I feel like she always was on the $25,000 or $100,000 pyramid. And they would said, sitting today at the second council, Joanne Worley. And she would go, oh! I don't know why she would
That's
do
all
that.
She had. That's what she did in Laugh-In. She would pop out of a window and scream that, and that would be about it. What a great way to go through
right.
life. That's your job?
Right. I mean, I think this thing's pretty dumb, but that might be dumber. I don't know.
Yeah.
And well, let's check in on the great Joanne Worley. She is still with us. She is 79 years young.
Wow.
Net worth, please. She's
probably, 5 million.
She's probably got a couple million too. Everyone does, but us.
Hold on.
J.P. Morgan still with us?
I'm going to have a taste after Byung-Hyung Ang ships the U.S. Open, or I have burned Weisberger. Is that how you say it, Iggy?
Burned.
There's a D. The D is silent.
Yeah, burned.
Doug. So the D is not silent.
No, it's burned.
Doug, I have burned. Weisberger, the brother of Becky Weisberger, who used to post on the fan page.
She's right. Catting for me in the end.
What do you think Joanne Worley's net worth is? Take a guess.
$5 million.
$2.5 million.
$2 million. Everyone has millions but us.
Everyone. Anyone you name is.
What
is
what sound did you make?
Yeah,
here, let's hear you do it. That could be your new thing. Break it out on the
sports Sunday.
I don't think so.
Next thing you know, $2 million in your pocket.
The guy who did our lineups has just informed me that he has lowered both of those exposures. On is only on about 20 of our lineups.
You didn't get the changes?
No, I mean, I have access to our lineups, but I just haven't really looked at them.
Okay.
I see that we're currently winning $1,679.92. Doug, that means we are minus $3,300.
Okay. So far, so good.
Right.
Still early.
Thank you. Yeah, see, Doug, barely anybody's even teed off.
Yeah, but you have an exposure with the fescue. You got a lot of players who don't play well out of the fescue. They just take the penalty.
Right.
On the wings of love, up and above the sky, the only way to fly.
Is that what you do if you can't grow trees on your golf course? You just let the grass grow to be 2 feet high?
Yeah, they call it brush.
I don't care for it.
Doug, this is Big Al speaking of that.
Ah, hello, Big Al.
Morning, gang.
Hey, Big Al. How are you, my friend?
Big Al, what do you think about me and Jay Randolph Jr. in the first round of the club championship of the Fan Pin?
That's going to set Normandy on its ear. The rock will be shaking, and I'm caddying for PGA Pro Dan.
Are you?
Yep.
I thought you guys were sideways.
Sure his balls are clean.
Okay.
Hey, Timmy, did you see the text I sent in?
Doug, did you see his
text? I didn't. I don't look at the text line, Al.
Well, I got the last script of Batman. Final episode, The Joker is Wild by Robert Dozier.
And Brian Dozier will hit you some home runs.
Yeah.
Strike out a lot, but, you know, he's a guy that you can count on for some power from second base. Doug.
Well,
The Joker is Wild is the name of the last show, and it's got everything in here. Scene one, script one, all the characters, the interior, Commissioner Gordon's office. Wayne,
is it an original or is it a copy, sir?
It's the original. Well, I mean, it's from Batman before he passed away because my wife ordered it with the whole series.
Very nice.
What? Yeah. What?
So she ordered awesome. Scripts?
The whole script, the last one, final script, December 8, 1965, and then I got all the movies, you know, on CD.
All right, but my question is it the original script? Because if it's an original one, it would be worth a ton of money if it's just a copy of the original script.
Well, next remote, Cat, I'll bring it out and let you see it. It's numbered 8709, and it looks pretty official to me. But I guess it would probably be a copy since you get a copy of it when you order all the DVDs. So I would say it's a copy, but it's
pretty. I like how you say DVDs. You say DVDs. I like that. It was kind of kind of folksy.
Yeah.
If I were running for office, I wouldn't say DVDs. I'd say, yeah, let's check out my DVD.
DVDs.
Whatever I can do to dumb it down. Mm-hmm. Follow the Greitens mark.
It's going to be a great tournament. And, Timmy, it's just a little tune-up for your win next year.
Thank you.
And I don't know why these guys are complaining about the U.S. Open. I mean, seriously, it's supposed to be hard. And if you're that damn whiny about it, just do what I do and pick it up out of the weeds, twist the grass, get it nice and tall, and hit it and go on.
Oh, that's a penalty.
I think that might be a penalty.
It's cheating.
No, I don't know. And I got a 22 wood, Doug. You got to see that, baby. It shoots I could hit a squirrel from 200 yards with that girl.
What does that have to do with golf?
Huh?
Huh?
Never mind.
What?
Hello?
Nurse?
Hello, Nancy. Caller.
Jeez, all right, I got to go golf, guys. See you guys later.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
So he has a copy of the original Batman script from 1965.
That they send you when you order the DVDs.
So that's the original.
No, it is not the original.
Well, even the original, they would have instantly made a bunch of copies of it to pass out to all the actors and the directors.
The point is, if you have the original.
I think that was an improv show.
Or one that was handed out to actors, it would have value. I know this because I've seen Antiques Roadshow.
Right. Guys, speaking of Taylor Gooch, Muhammad Ali scared the Gooch for Arnold, but unfortunately not Gordon Jump. Thanks, that's from Preston Humphrey. You know him as P-Hump, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that Gordon Jump. I don't think he got to Arnold. He got to Dudley, though, didn't he?
What do you mean he got to them?
Well, he had a bike shop, and he lured Gary Coleman and his friend Dudley into the back of the bike shop, and he'd make them drinks and watch cartoons having sex.
I thought that was Bill Cosby.
Yeah, we don't need to.
And so Muhammad Ali came to his rescue against the Gooch.
Oh.
But Muhammad Ali could not come to his rescue against Gordon Jump, who also played the role of Maggie Seaver's father in Growing Pains. And he also was on WKRP in Cincinnati, and really probably known best for being the Maytag man. I mean, if we're going to be honest about
it all.
Could
be, yeah.
He had to have a very strong net worth.
I would bet, because I think he probably diversified.
Maytag repairman was the loneliest guy in town.
But if you're on a national spot, the meter keeps running on those. You can make an awful lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Don't say spot.
What do you call it?
A commercial.
I'm trying to find
There's no Gordon. Reason at all to call it a spot.
I'd like to find Gordon Jump's net worth. I'm going to say $10
million. I'll say $7 million.
I'm going to say he invested wisely, and he's at $20 million.
He passed away, I believe.
Doug?
Yes. Well,
so it doesn't matter now, does it?
Do you remember the guy who was the Maytag before him?
Darnell Coles, wasn't he?
I think
so.
No,
that's the hitting coach of the Brewers. So always confused with Gordon Jump. They are two different people.
Guys, Mickey Rooney's highest exposure was Mr. Yurny Oshie. Thanks, Dogtown Astrowave.
Well,
Big Al sent a picture of the script.
Yeah, I got the text.
He really wants us to be impressed with this script.
The 8709 is the number of copies you were 8709 out of 30,000.
The Joker, Cesar Romero, was gay. Thanks. Catfish, is that true?
Well, if it's an actor, there's a pretty good chance that it's true.
I always thought it was a ladies' man.
So was Rock Hudson.
Cesar, yeah.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Fooled us all.
Yeah. Cary Grant, apparently.
Man, I just, what do they say about Twitter? One wrong tweet and your career's over?
Yeah.
And you know, the way I tweet, it's controversial.
I mean, aren't you just like sending out birthday wishes?
I just tweet out something very controversial.
Oh, wow. Doug, I got to jump on.
What'd you tweet?
I would enjoy a win today.
No fooling.
It'll get liked like 500 times. And I go, the cat's base is a lot different than my base. I'll send it out and I'll see what kind of response I get.
We'll compare notes. We'll workshop it.
You remember the father on Partridge Family?
There was no father.
He was like a friend. The manager.
It was the manager.
Not the manager. But
Mr. Kincaid.
The guy who I thought was the dad. Maybe it was the love interest of...
Like Schneider with... Yeah. Who's that lady? Bonnie Franklin?
Yeah.
But I was reading the Truman Capote biography, and this guy was banging every dude in Hollywood.
Every dude?
Every dude.
Is it
Kincaid, the manager?
No, not him.
There was no love interest for her.
I thought there was. Maybe it was her husband in real life.
It was the father on the Brady Bunch.
No.
Oh, Robert Reed.
Yeah.
He had a little perm, didn't he?
He did, indeed. Yeah.
I don't know. If I could grow hair, I might get a perm. See if I could bring it back.
Well, I'm sure you'd make it look cool, Tim.
Thanks.
I got a perm on the picture I put on the fan page yesterday.
I just went on the fan page and old Joey Tarina said he wouldn't be upset if Tim did a whole show in Vince Scully's voice.
Wouldn't upset him. Well, that's nice to know.
What, do you just go on the fan page just to get a life affirmation that you're good enough and darn it, people like you?
Collect the hosannas.
Well, this gallery for Jennings and I is going to be incredible. How many people do you think we'll get?
Probably won't be any. It'll be zero.
What?
You might get the caddy. One of the two caddies might show.
I think we should Facebook Live it, and I think Iggy and Larry should be on the call on Facebook Live. Larry played for two of his 8 years at Lewis and Clark. He was a sand specialist.
Was he? Someone would get in the sand, they'd call in Larry, and he'd come and blast out of there.
And Iggy doesn't like the bunkers at Normandy, and so it's probably not right for Iggy to talk about the bunker play at Normandy, but that's where Larry comes in.
Mum's the word on that.
Well, hopefully you play before my match, then I can kind of scope out things and get an idea of the layout from the white tees.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Like, it's going to matter?
No, I'm not taking this seriously. I'm just happy to have fun and play and get my ass kicked, I'm sure, but whatever.
Who are you playing again?
Billy
Shackleton.
Well, I thought it was.
Because, is he playing Billy Shackleton?
I don't know.
But I'm not, because PGA Pro Dan said, Billy Shackleton, if I get by my first match, look out for us in two, which I know I'm playing the winner of PGA Pro Dan and Cucky. So I just figured I was playing Shackleton.
Tim, I'm 4 retweets, 41 likes.
Okay, let me see where I am on mine. I sent mine out, Doug.
By simply saying we sure could use a win
today?
No,
I said I would really like a hashtag STL Cards win today. And old Jason Matoot liked it. But other than that, nothing doing. Got a lot of likes and retweets on my exchange with Ginny Lindemolder. That's kind of my base.
Yeah, it's different. I said, let's be honest. My Twitter feed is well known for controversial content. So here goes. I'd really enjoy a win tonight.
Wow, wow, wow.
Seems like more than 140 characters.
Wow, wow, wow.
Well, it's not, Doug. Look.
It all fit on there.
And a hashtag, STL Cards.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, Taylor Gooch. That orange lightning bolt you were just struck by is the one of Ricky Fowler, who is now at 3 under par and leading the United States Open. Could this be the weekend where Fowler claims his first major championship?
And by saying United States Open, that's like saying National Football League, isn't it? That's like saying you're really a formal guy and this is really important.
Well,
otherwise, you just say U.S. Open.
Well, we got to kill time because the email isn't for a while.
Right.
I know Tim's tricks.
If your point is weak, you say National Football League,
right?
Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association,
and the United States Golf Association,
Major Indoor Soccer League.
Okay, I got it.
Steve Jungle.
All right.
Chrissy Teigen says she's no longer going to have sex doggy style. The 31-year-old model.
She announced that. They had a news conference. I don't care for her anyway.
How don't you like her?
No, her politics are really out there.
I don't even know who it is, but I can't imagine.
She's married to John Legend.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the press, thank you for coming out. We're going to bring out Chrissy. She has a very important announcement to make. All right, let's bring out Chrissy. And then she made that announcement.
Nope, it was an interview with Marie Claire. I think that's a magazine?
I think so.
She revealed why she has sworn off doing it doggy style. John and I had a double date, and we were joking around, and I go, John's never seen my bite. And John says, are you kidding? Every time anyone does anything doggy, you see a bite. I see it every time. Teigen spilled in the magazine's July cover story. I was like, we're never doing that again. That's on TooFab.
This is so what dumb. This is what she told an interviewer for a national publication. Yeah. Fascinating. We really care.
Well, I told Seymour, let's get to it at 9:30, and I did
okay.
it.
Okay, I know.
When did she become famous? What did she do to become
Nothing.
Famous?
Model, I think.
Yeah, that's how I got here.
She doesn't like Trump. That's why you don't like her?
She's kind of vicious about it. Yeah. I understand that half the country or more doesn't like him, or the Republican Party, but you don't have to be vicious about it.
You know what I liked? You know what I liked? And maybe I'm just an idealist with no real idea of what could possibly happen, but I watched that Representative Barton and Senator Doyle from Pennsylvania. Is he a senator or is representative? Either way. Yesterday after the press conference after the shooting, I was like, you know, wouldn't it be nice, and maybe it's not realistic, if this were somehow an act as tragic as it was that could lead to some form of exception of bipartisan behavior.
Never happened.
Would be nice, but not in the least.
Never
no
happened.
Chance at all.
Every time you think that there's a chance for that,
right.
It never happens.
We've had other incidents like this. Every time something big happens, it's, you know, this is going to be the turning point.
We are too far divided with everyone thinking yeah. they're right, so they can't listen to the others.
Something else will happen here in another day or a week or two, and this will be forgotten.
Is that because of the Fan Pin Club Championship?
That'll take a lot of the attention from the nation, for sure.
You know, if we're going to bring up controversial topics, I'll go ahead and do it. I want the Cardinals to win, and I believe Michael Wacha tonight will have that downward plane going.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
I said it.
Wow.
I just hope that the Brewers don't have a lot of good launch angles going. You combine a downward plane and the correct launch angle.
What about spin rates?
Caden
oh, you're not
going
to talk because you're too scared to talk spin rates.
Spin rates, you know.
Well, now my tweet is starting to gain traction.
How many you got?
This is big. Brady Gibbs wrote back, wins are fun, with an exclamation point. And then old Kyle Schupan said, you're the best, Tim. And what?
That was gong worthy.
And then old Regressed said, great tweet, Tim. You're the best. Emily liked my tweet. She actually retweeted it.
You got a retweet on that. Just like
so
go,
what,
go
let's
cards,
talk numbers.
Go.
Let's talk brass tacks here.
All right, I'll
we
say
have,
it.
You know what we have? We have two bad tweets trying to make a mockery of Twitter. What
Emily,
do you got?
Emily Ann said we all would, Tim. We all would.
So what are your numbers here?
Let me take a look.
Come on, Boy King. What do you got?
Doug, what do you think it is?
Oh, there's probably 10 likes and 2 retweets.
Let's see. I received 10 responses, 9 retweets, and 29 likes.
Pretty
pathetic.
Good.
It's pathetic.
I got
555.
555 and about 8 responses.
This is half the world looking at their phone at all times.
Steven Wildwood has responded to the tweet and says, this is typical St. Louis media. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Nice one.
Old Mike Dean said, did the cat on Fox steal your phone?
Gets a tweet.
And then J-Box Milken just wrote horny.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
Nope. Doug, the four finger guy who is unhappy that he's been blocked from the fan page.
Mordecai Brown.
Wrote great tweet.
He thought it was a great tweet.
Oh, I think he's trying to get back on the fan page.
Yeah. How about this? Go ahead and block him on Twitter just to see his reaction.
I would. Yeah,
just
block
for
him.
No reason, go ahead and block someone just as an experiment.
Oh, Brendan Schaefer, board operator right after the Plowhawk
block
gets
him.
Out of the throne. No, he didn't do anything. He said great call, Tim.
I don't block him for that comment.
Oh, he's a kiss up.
He's a bootlicker.
I am simply the host of this radio program, gentlemen. It's all I am. There's nothing to kiss up.
You run in moneyed circles. That's enough.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if that Schaefer responds in that way to your tweet, which was a knockoff of my tweet, I'm going to be furious. Nope, didn't respond to mine. Just the guy with the money. Mm-hmm. Follow the money trail.
Right. Kiss up.
Boy. Maybe one of the most groundbreaking tweets I've seen in months. Thank you for the privilege. That's from Aaron Hoyt.
Lamar Hoyt was a pretty good pitcher for the White Sox for a couple
and Padres, I think.
And I think
was he with the 84 Padres?
I believe he was.
A little hefty, right? He was a big bone guy.
And Wade Hoyt, I think, is even a Hall of Famer.
What about Hoyt Wilhelm?
Another Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
He used to like relieve every night.
Guys, just watch Spieth, DJ, and Keimer on the par 3 13th. It's playing 227 today. Tim, what's that? An 8-iron for you. Stubby applause.
All that stuff is... Are we going to get a free Dotem on the TV coverage? That's what I want.
You would have to think half the audience up there listens to the show.
They don't. No one does.
Great tweet, Tim. Do you know anybody with tickets for tonight's game? Thanks. Based on when they pan the crowd, it sure looks like there's a lot of seats available. The attendance numbers are wonderful.
Yeah.
Now Schaefer responded only because I called him out after sucking up.
Hold him accountable. Isn't he like driving in from Sedalia or something? Doesn't he live in Sedalia?
I know he has quite a commute.
I'm telling
Wentzville,
you.
I think.
It's Ben Fredrickson who lives in Sedalia or from Sedalia. He doesn't live there now.
Yeah,
what about Kim Anderson?
Yeah.
Exactly. You
know, two of them.
Oh, Brian Harmon has just joined Ricky Fowler at the top of the leaderboard. Oh,
Mark Harmon? My.
Mark Harmon played Professor Shoop.
Yeah.
And quarterback at UCLA.
Better known for Shoop.
And his dad was like an All-American. Tom Harmon.
You ever dance with him?
No.
Mark Harmon?
No.
Answer the question.
Well, I did, no.
Doug, we're having something here that's unbelievable. It's the fourth annual Driving for Lineman 200 NASCAR Truck Series event this Saturday at Gateway Motorsports Park. And we have a special offer for our TMA fan page and TMA STL on Twitter as 590 The Fan is hosting a silent auction for 10 tickets to this awesome NASCAR Truck Series race. Bidding starts at $250 for 10 tickets, and 50% of those proceeds will go straight to charity. And here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, we've again partnered up with our longtime friends at Three Little Birds for Life. So, check out the TMA fan page and at TMA STL on Twitter to get bidding on some awesome seats to a great race, all for an even better cause. We have the Hot Shots email today coming your way here in a matter of, I don't know, it's kind of fun. 10 minutes? You think?
Yeah, about 10 minutes seems like.
That'd be about it.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Hot Shots is proud to announce their Golden Player of the Game promotion during every Cardinal game all season long. Join Hot Shots during every Cardinal game, where Hot Shots will select a Golden Player of the Game every night from the Cardinal roster. If said Golden Player hits a home run during your visit, you and the entire restaurant are immediately entered to win a $25 Hot Shots gift card to be drawn at the end of the game. You will also receive a coupon for a free Cardinal sample or appetizer good for your next visit. Swing by and enjoy awesome specials and root on the Cardinals Golden Player of the Game at Hot Shots. Hot Shots. Email of the day. Really looking forward to seeing who can take the lead here. We are at the halfway point of the month, and you got a great competition going on. I mean, here's Misty Plops. Now, here's a guy who really should have won in the month of January. But there was Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. It was a great win. It's a great win. Okay. I think Justin Rose probably would be the analogy there. Justin Rose has to feel like he let it slip away in the earlier part of 2017. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Now, Misty Plops responds and then just rattles off a February and a March and an April and a May. And here he is trying to ship June. If Misty Plops wins in June, is Misty Plops the greatest email of all time?
Oh, wow. Better than Jordan?
What? Yes!
Yesterday, Doug accused me of voting for Misty Plops out of convenience.
Yeah.
I thought about that, and then like at around 9 o'clock last night, it hit me. I was angry, but then it passed quickly.
You were angry because you got to enjoy the rain delay.
Insinuation there?
Yeah. I listen to every email, and then the one that makes me laugh gets my vote, unless it's too vile. Sometimes Unfortunately, I laugh at the ones that are vile. I don't mean to.
Yes, you do.
But I don't always vote for them.
This is kind of like the leaderboard at Augusta when you take a look at the leaderboard halfway through the month of June in this Hot Shots Email of the Day competition. Plops has three. But there's Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, his old nemesis from January. He's not done. And then there's Matt, who bowls at Hanks, a guy who's always in the mix, kind of like a Ricky Fowler, for example. Mm-hmm. But he can't get over the top. Right. Okay. And then you have Stephen Wildwood. And here's a guy who I think a lot of people view has a certain format he sticks to for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then he goes into hiding for a little while, and then he comes back when it's time for the big prize. And some people have compared him to Mickelson. So, Doug, you have this incredible leaderboard, and now you have the final couple weeks of the month. And we will see if Misty Plops can do something that we haven't seen since the Rat in Bloomsdale in the third and fourth quarters of 2007. And that is rattle off 5 straight monthly wins in the Email of the Day. Hasn't happened in a decade.
No. You think you're overanalyzing this maybe just a little bit? The emails kind of get down to whatever fuss budget decides to send in a shishawali memo. That's kind of what's happening here. Who's got time to write a couple sentences? I guess I do. Maybe I'll win lunch. That's about all it gets down to. Maybe Misty Plops has some kind of job that allows him more time to sit here in front of his computer and type out something witty and clever. The other guys are probably busy.
Stephen Wildwood's an appraiser.
Well, how busy can that be? I looked at the comps. Okay, that house was worth $200. So yours, same down the street. Okay, we'll call it $205.
Well, guess what? That's how they do your taxes.
Yeah.
They don't even look. They don't send cars out anymore.
Yeah.
They just have this pretend formula.
Oh, I know.
And they go, oh, sorry, really valuable.
Yeah, these appraisers, I don't know. I don't know about them. What do the houses sell for in your neighborhood? Well, this much. Okay, yours is worth that much. All right, let's break for lunch.
That's what they do?
Yes.
No, they do. And then it's like, well, wait a minute. If I were going to sell my house, I could never get that much. Oh, no, we have a formula. What is it? It's secret.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, the Rammies have made news.
How so, Tim?
Remember Greg Robinson?
Second overall draft pick. Good run blocker, but he didn't know how to pass block.
2014.
So they went ahead and took him number 2 overall.
Right.
Because you rarely pass in the NFL.
I agree with that. They just traded him for a 6th round pick.
Nice.
To Detroit.
Another good value there. Jason Smith was a 2 overall also, wasn't he?
Yeah, out of Baylor, 2009.
Right, so
and
two
he
of them.
Is going to retire, I think, after this season. And
then I don't think he made it to the first season.
When he gets his yellow jacket.
He had a soft melon. He didn't make it through the first year, I don't believe. And at one point, he was like one of the higher paid athletes in America.
This is America, Jack. Cleo McDowell, 1988.
Okay.
Yeah, why do you hate America?
Doug, quit bashing the emailers. Your entire career is showing 30 seconds of video you stole from Fox Sports Midwest. Thanks, Mr. Nipples.
Stop it, Nipply.
Ouch.
Doug.
Yeah.
If you would not have blocked me from the fan page, you would get more retweets. And if Doug had not blocked me from his butt, he would get more. Nope.
Who was that, Tim?
Frank Ernst.
That one tricked you. You didn't really see that one coming.
Nope.
Frank
nope.
Ernst.
Nope.
Has been suspended.
You're an honest man.
Frank Ernst has been suspended a period. He's new. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing his name down with a Wright Business Products ink pen. Thank you, Wright.
How are they holding up the supply? Still a lot?
We're down to like a half a tray or so. We started with 10. Started with 100 pens.
Watch this. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team up in here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Is that Drake?
I don't know.
It might be. He's a Raptors fan. And whoever wins the NCAA tournament. Does Hot Shots have monkey shoulder? I love whiskey, and I'm coming to the next live event. Thanks. It's from the four-finger guy who's been blocked from the fan page and is not happy about it.
I'm sure they do.
They got great wings. Great.
Yeah, that Red Hot Ripplets.
Holy they got a darn moly, fine chicken goalie. Sandwich there.
They got tots galore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They got tots as far as the eye can see.
I think so.
Tots.
Yeah.
I may be an appraiser, but I was inside the stadium while you were outside for one of the greatest moments in Cardinal history of 2011. Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
Well, that's true, because he's got the easiest job in all of real estate. Well, I'll look at your house. The one next door sold for $275. Let me wander around like I'm really doing some computation. You add a deck on? No. Okay. You finish the basement? Well, partially. Okay. What do you say that house sold for down the street? $275. Okay, yours is worth $280. Okay, let's break for lunch. Let's go to the Cardinal game afterwards.
God, that's a nice... Why don't we do that?
I should. I think that's a nice field of study.
Guys, should I join the work gym so I can bang my male coworkers? Thanks, Hunchback of Von Castle.
Yes.
Does that go on at work gyms?
I don't think so, no. There's a gym in the building at Channel 4.
Oh, so yes.
Who has time to go do that? How do you say, listen, I'm going to stop working now for an hour and go up there and get hot and sweaty, and then I'm going to take a shower? We can't ever do that.
Maybe just go for a steam.
I don't need a steam.
What about a schwitz?
I don't have time for do any of that. I don't know how anyone at work can say, you know what, I'm going to knock off here for about an hour and a half and go hit the elliptical.
Oh, leg day?
Yeah.
We have one at Fox, and some of the producers will... enter their rundowns and then go grab a quick workout, come back up.
During the time that they're supposed to be working?
Well, I mean, as long as they get it done. It's not, they get in early, they put a rundown in.
Well, it just seems like all the time that
lock out a few bench presses.
All the time that you're in the gym, you're supposed to be there working on the clock.
Well, you're not the boss of Fox Midwest.
You're not the boss of me.
Why don't you put a sock in it?
No, what I'm saying, if you show
up to
work...
Why do you hate Alan Stout and Tim Trokey?
What's the
difference? What is your deal with
him? What's the difference if you just said, you know what, I'm going to go out and play...
Ever since we hired Trokey and Stout, you've had it in for those guys. It's like a vendetta.
Yeah, it's odd.
Well, why don't you just say, I'm gonna go and play nine holes here real quick, because that's good for me. I'm going to walk around and get some exercise.
What are you saying? Why don't you say that? I'm saying that two producers get a quick workout in during their work day around what they're doing, and you suddenly want to get them fired.
They're supposed to be working. What happens if something happens? Especially like in a newsroom situation.
We don't
say,
go on.
Hey, where's Vaughn? Where is
we
he?
We won't go on.
Well, he's upstairs treadmill.
Well, let's say it's like...
What?
It's like 5:30. We don't go on. I'm at the ballpark. I'm handling all that stuff. They put a rundown. We talk. And then maybe they'll go get a quick workout in. And I'll say, okay, here's the sound.
You
I
do
got.
Your workout on your own time.
You know what you are?
As long as I'm paying them, I want them at their desk. I want them anchored to their desk working. I don't want them up there doing 10-pound barbells.
Never before have I wanted to smack you for going after Trokey and Stouty.
You work. You don't knock off and take an hour
Tim, you
to
like
go work,
Trokey
huh?
and Stout, don't you?
I like them a lot,
Thank
actually.
You for that.
Guys, I work out before work in our old office, and a 65-year-old executive would walk around the locker room like he was Mark McGuire reincarnated. Balls almost sagged to the ground. Thanks, Mario, Chicago.
See, another reason why you don't work out at work. You don't need to see a lot of sagging sacks.
Doug, no offense, but you get into work whenever you get in, you cut a few VOs, you put in the CGs. You would probably have time to get a 20-minute workout in or go get a sandwich, wouldn't you?
Well, you occasionally, yes.
Right,
but what happens if something... You're not ready to go. You're not ready to work if you're out playing around somewhere.
Well, I'm the guy. I'm the reporter in the field. We have a hard start time.
And when you're
things.
In the field, do you say, you know what, I'd like to do some interviews, but I think I'm going to go over here. And,
I don't know.
Work
but you know what I say
lats.
To my producers? You guys do a great job. I really like you. You want to go get a schwitz? Get a schwitz. What do you say, Tim? You're pro-human nature?
Pro-human nature, I am.
Yeah, and pro-Stouty and...
Trokey.
And Trokey.
Yep.
Although Trokey sometimes does look a little like Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Does he?
Nice.
Wish they'd keep their nose to the grindstone a little bit.
Started from the bottom now, yeah.
We don't have a gym here.
Well, we're moving studios, though, baby.
I'm Jim.
And you know what's going to be right next door, just to the west?
Gold's Gym.
All right. And you know what I look forward to? Right before the 9 o'clock hour, during the break, mm-hmm. we all sprint over to the gym and have a bench press contest.
Every day.
Every day. And yeah. we keep building
you
the
do
weights.
Bench, you want to bench every day.
Yeah, until we're benching, like... 600 pounds. Oh, Doug got me today. He got 602.
Yep.
Tim, good one. Only 558. Not good enough today. You'll
Not
get
today.
It tomorrow.
Not today.
Lock it out.
Nope. We'd have to join over there, though, right? You can't just sneak
no,
in.
We're radio stars. We're not paying or
When's
joining.
When's the last time you paid for something? Yeah. Once you do AM radio in St. Louis, you're a made man.
I pay for
you
everything.
Just walk in, and then you go, yes, it's your pleasure to have us. Where's your bench press? We got 4 minutes.
And move aside, fellas. Hey, Gunter, move away. I got some iron to
German
throw
gentleman in?
Yeah.
Doug's fantasies are coming into reality. Right
and he wants now. To bang a guy named Gunter?
No, I just want to lift the weights.
Started from the bottom, now we... Hey, Tim, be honest. Kendrick or Drake, go. I guess Kendrick. I feel like KDOT's got more cred. Am I right on that, though?
It's a KDOT.
Guys, the hottest old guys in town are at the Wellbridge Steam Room. Thanks. It's from the 314.
That's in Clayton, isn't it?
Yeah. I used to be a member there.
Well, why aren't you anymore?
Well, I don't really live by there. I'm trying to create my own little Manhattan so I don't have to go outside of a 1 mile radius.
All right.
That's the MAC. The MAC guys.
Has the hottest guys?
The guys that used to be something, and now they're not anymore, but they walk around with their balls hanging down and scotch.
Like, what's going on right
why
now?
Why would they walk around like that?
I don't know. I guess when you get old, you don't care.
Well, I think you should always care.
Scotch in one hand.
And naked? They're walking around naked.
That's sick.
Is that right?
Scraping the ground.
So, Iggy, no. You agree with when older guys drop their pant all the way to the ground at a urinal, it's because they don't care anymore.
I think so. Yeah. Obviously, they don't care anymore.
Guys, King Kendrick writes all of his rhymes. Just saying. Sorry, Nick. Thanks, Manchild 79.
Oh, that's so cool. I write rhymes. That's cool.
Dotem writes rhymes.
Tough and cool, both.
Yes, Kendrick is the greatest. Thank you, Tim. It's Juan, PP Corp.
Okay, stop at Juan.
Gateway Buick GMC is the greatest. It really is. It's where I get my whips. It's where I recommend you get yours. It's at I-270 McDonald Boulevard. I'm on stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway Buick GMC, home of the lifetime warranty, located in Hazelwood, Missouri, off I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Gateway offers this lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle. That type of program goes hand-in-hand with their commitment to serving you. Check them out online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. You guys, this warranty is fantastic. Literally no cost to enjoy this coverage that you know that you can count on. It's only at Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway in Hazelwood, and it's Gateway, and it's the right way. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Well, here we go. Misty Plops 3, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, Bad Bulls at Hanks, and Stephen Wildwood 2.
Let's listen carefully and not just say, Misty Plops has got my vote. Let's go ahead
about,
and listen.
Hey, Doug, how about you do you?
How about we listen, not just take the easy way out?
Come on, guys. I think I'm blocked. Not getting the return text. Please unblock. I have outstanding text to bring to the table. It's from Lafferty Daniel.
I'd say blocking. Lafferty table.
No, Dan.
Good morning, citizens of TMA. To the Creepmobile. Strap on your oversized codpiece and saddle in for an audio postcard as American as apple pie with Iggy, the boy wonder of the show. If Iggy was a superhero, his superpowers would be creeping out C-list celebrities faster than a speeding bullet and absorbing the sun's rays. Unfortunately, his kryptonite is tact, class, good taste, and a stack of restraining orders. But thanks for soaking up all those UV rays and saving the planet from global warming. Holy PR rep nightmare, Leatherface. That's from the Webster Weed Beaker.
That's not nice. Webster Leatherface.
Webster Ween Peeker.
Webster Ween Peeker.
Guys, Plops here. I think it's a thought from the Peanut Gallery. A woman has videos of her having, quote, taken it from all sides, floating around on the internet, who posts online about always being injured and in pain, who mentions having to do things on film she doesn't like, and somehow can't find a way to pick up a damn telephone, is not called a kiddo. She's called a victim of sex trafficking. It's like she's the crying girl in the bottom of the pit in Buffalo Bill's basement, and you with your frizzy frosted hair that looks like Madonna's bush in her 1992 sex book, your princess, that damn poodle, just up there barking like a useless idiot. Side note, the plan to really power launch this new version of the Hardline. I don't, Doug, I'm not going to get into talking about other radio stations' show.
No, I wouldn't.
And I feel like that's for Misty Plops.
How about this?
To take
unless it's a shot at Cam. Shots at Cam we can do.
Should go something like this. First, call it the Hardline because there are already AM sports talk shows with that name in other towns, and it would be neat to have the same name. Twinsies, right? Then on day three, we'll have one of the hosts leave for a vacation in Mexico, and then I just don't think that this is.
No,
I feel like it was. I think Misty Plops is trying to.
He got disqualified.
I'm not going to finish the email because I'm trying to operate our little radio show and just focus on that.
Misty Plops, we're doing disqualified.
We're doing up.
That's right.
DQ'd.
That's right. Howdy, Scatman McKirkin.
I'm so glad caller Nikki felt compelled to correct your scat play. Only a seasoned percussionist could tell you it's supposed to be chippity-ba-ba, not chippity-ba-ba-dee. Nikki said he had to go to work, but he was really staking a space by the museal statue to bang on a paint bucket for tips. You have to get there early to beat the saxophone man who plays nothing but when the Saints come marching in. Please work on your technique, Tim. I fear Rick Allen from Def Leppard will call next and teach you how to properly scat with only one arm. Thanks. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Doug, what time are we lifting today? My wife is totally fooled. That comes from Gunter.
Gunter. He's new.
Hey, guys, I heard you needed some filler before you default the email of the day when Misty plops. That's okay. I just want to take a step back and remind us about our good friend, Kenny Strode. He's the kind of guy you'd like to not have a beer with for fear of getting roofied. He's the kind of guy who will splash into an algae-infested pond for his friend's putter, not to give back and be a good friend, but to keep, because that's how he builds his club set. He's the kind of guy who'll ask when a woman became sexually active. He's the kind of guy who'll get mad lesbians who don't want to have boxed wine on his Maryland Heights studio apartment patio. He's the kind of guy who gets frustrated with not winning an apartment complex gardening competition. He's the kind of guy who wants to know how many evildoers the boy wonder Rogered out on set. And he's the kind of guy who would bang every female employee at Redbird Lanes. Let's raise one to this guy on his birthday, whenever that is. Bippity boppity boop. That's from the Curious Sexy Robot.
Curious Sexy Robot.
He used to every just be the sexy robot. Now he's the curious.
Every one of those were true, except for I've never had box wine.
Yep. So, Doug, there it is. There's a correction.
All right.
Iggy, you old creep, you've managed to do it again, sacrificing your integrity as an interviewer just to compile disturbing audio of an old man recounting his sexual escapades in what you hoped would be great detail, but ended up being a PG at best description of how he couldn't fit his junk in his costume comfortably. I honestly hope you don't believe that Burt's publicist cut your interview because they were running late. They cut it because you asked a geriatric, wholesome actor about his orgies and sex with 15-year-olds. Are you even asking these questions for the audio postcards, or are you just trying to live vicariously through these celebrities and don't have enough in your arsenal to still get it up? Iggy, your true perspective for the stories you tell on the air is like Judge Reinhold to Phoebe Cates in Fast Times. You saw something fascinating happen through a window and then got caught pounding it to the memory later in the acquaintance's guest bathroom? You're a true gentleman and scholar. Doug, that comes from Juan from the PP Corp.
Juan from the PP Corp.
Who's that guy standing in the middle of the field? Well, that would be the cutoff man. You throw it to him so that you don't give away bases every game and lose. Do we need to put Manute Bol up there so you can see him and don't rainbow to the backstop once a game? I know you have a leader whose resume highlight is winning the city championship for Bantam Under 9 group in 2008, but you don't need to play like he manages. It's a league manager. Media in this mound city is more worried about getting free food and won't hold you accountable.
Yeah.
And congrats to Jericho on another over 3 performance with 2 strikeouts. Do you have postpartum depression? I hope to hell you are not getting up with that baby in the middle of the night. That is her job. You focus on 12 and 17, pal. Hey, Cardinals, you better get me a present for Sunday because I'm your daddy. Tell it.
Yeah.
Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
I mean, Doug, fans are really frustrated.
Well, he's got plenty of time to write emails. He's a real estate appraiser.
Gentlemen and Dapper Doug, today is the 34th anniversary of the trade of Keith Hernandez for Rick Owenby and Neil Allen. And we have Doug to thank for this. Without Doug, there would be no 86 Mets, no legendary Seinfeld episodes, and Bill Buckner would be enjoying his golden years instead of being a punchline. But contrary to popular belief, Keith Hernandez was not traded due to the 80s Coke scandal or friction with Whitey Herzog. The only friction going on was Keith's stash rubbing against Doug's supple coin slot? Has Gussie caught Doug riding Keith? Nope.
No.
Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Neil Allen Craig Paquette has been suspended. Hey, thank you, Wright Business Products, for the ink pen. I'll use it now to put his name in the suspension log.
And finally, hi guys, KG and O-Town here for the O-Town Picune. Tim, first of all, you really are the best. You walked away from the game for a number of years, dabbling in poker, daily fantasy, breeding, etc. Now you've been playing fairly often for the last year or so. You drive the ball with exquisite power and precision. Your iron game leaves the average linksman wishing they were you, and you're putting. Oh, you're putting. Care to discuss? What did I hear?
A little gong.
Oh, Danny Schwartz, sponsor of the gong.
Go ahead.
Danny Schwartz Insurance. Iggy, you're a freaking weirdo. You talk about nearly underage girls daily. You creep out basically everyone you meet. Your skin looks like an old catcher's mitt left out in the rain and then soaked in the sun for a week. That being said, why are you the way you are? And secondly, how will that affect your matchup with Shannon Lewandowski? And Cucky, you've been called coachable, a real course rat with a high motor. That said, would you and Plowsy like to join me, win or lose, in the most popular MMM after your round? Thanks, KG and O-Town. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady.
Steven Wawa was outstanding, but I'm going Webster Wienpeeker.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Pullman, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
I'm going Steven Wildwood today. I'm going Steven Wildwood.
It's Wildwood because of the post-traumatic depression line. I like that.
Thanks
as
for your
well,
independent so thought, yeah. Plowsy. Dang, Nabbit Lucas.
Steven Wildwood is now tied with
sheep.
Misty Plops. Unbelievable. Steven Wildwood, Doug, here we go.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Time for the Lions' Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.